Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
UB made some pretty big announcements as far as making sure to keep everyone safe when students and faculty come back in late August. From a housing standpoint, talk about what is being done in preparation for students coming back and kind of what a dorm situation will look like, because obviously it will be quite different than what returning students are used to.
Yes, it will. We actually are, through lots of guidance from the CDC, Department of Health, New York State Governor's Office, our own in-house expertise, have created lots of plans, everything from moving in to what it will look like living on campus. Lots of social distancing initiatives, one of which is reducing occupancy. We've had some larger occupancy rooms that we've used for many years, 3- and 4-person rooms. We have reduced those to doubles. So we have none of our rooms are larger than singles and doubles for that purpose, which also reduces the number of people using bathrooms, lounges, hallways, all those kinds of things. Moving in is going to be very different as well. The idea is to keep keep people distance, we will have systems in place to allow very, very limited interactions, physical interactions with people, to try to minimize that. It'll be at the same time, all these new procedures, we do want to make it still a great experience for students, and we will. It's certainly going to be different, as it is in our community at large. It'll be no different on campus, but we still want to preserve the great student experience that they're used to.
In terms of percentage of capacity in on-campus living, what are we looking at for the fall semester?
Well, we've reduced the number of beds by about 10%.
That's actually not as big as probably a lot of people would think, yeah?
That is correct. Yeah, we took lots of guidance from experts on what would be the most appropriate, given our the structure of our buildings, what would be the most appropriate and manageable numbers of people. You know, ideally, you know, every single person has their own bathroom, you know, that they don't share with anyone else. While we do have some of those in our apartments, it is certainly the minority of space that we have. In traditional residence halls that we've had for upwards of 60 years, we just don't have that ability to do that based on the configuration. You know, you can picture some of our configuration is hallway bathrooms. So you have many rooms sharing one common bathroom. So we just don't have that ability to reduce it down to one per person. But again, we lots of guidance from experts, including CDC, Department of Health, our own in-house experts on what's the best approach.
And so, how does this work? As far as 10% of UB's population is still, or at least those who live on campus, is still a significant number of people. Was there a survey that went out, or did the school approach certain students and be like, hey, if you are willing to do a remote style, then that would help us out? Was any of that kind of done?
Not specifically, but what we expect, because the announcement for a class instruction is out today, we are working with students as they make their decisions, trying to give them as much information as we can on what it's going to look like, and allow them to make a decision. We extended our cancellation deadline to July 31st to allow people to make that decision. If they don't choose, they don't want to live in the situation in the communal living that we can offer, they're certainly welcome to cancel. We would not for any reason. So they have until July 31st for that.
Have you seen a lot of cancellations? And I assume this has been extremely difficult on you as a leader there just everything is just kind of moving a mile a minute. We learn something new every week, every day. Keeping up with the data and making sure you're doing best practices as far as the CDC is concerned. Talk about your role in this, and then also, before I started that question, I kind of went off on a tangent. Has there been a number of people that have canceled for the fall?
Yes, there is, and we continue to see more, and we will. Even aside from this year, which is obviously dominated by COVID, we normally do see cancellations through the beginning of the semester. Many students do, they transfer. And they're waiting to hear back from where they might transfer to. They decide to live off campus. So we usually do have lots of students that do cancel. Anyway, aside from this, but we do expect some more based on the method of instruction. So if a student has all online classes, they may choose not to live on campus after all.
Okay, so that kind of leads into my next question. So that would make sense then, and you anticipate that happening, is where a student gets their schedule, sees that a lot of their classes are not in person, then they would just cancel from there?
Correct, with no penalty. Correct.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add? I guess one question, another question is, will people be allowed in other people's dorm rooms?
We're still finalizing our guest policy. We are taking certainly the guidance that was just released today and from the medical experts at UB. And we'll make sure that our policy, of course, has to comply with that. We will make the best decision we can given the circumstances. Again, we're trying to provide the best experience possible, but there certainly will be restrictions on guests, within the buildings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.